as always, it starts with a breath between open legs. Actually, that's not true. It begins with kisses, starting at the top. Actually, that's not true either. As always, it starts with the eyes. The eyes that don't lie. The eyes that meet your glance. And you just feel the shivers. And then it starts with the kisses. Onto the neck. Shoulders. Winding down across the breasts, pausing at the nipple, and then down the belly, and then teasing, because it's always good to tease. You have to tease sometimes. You have to tease most of the time. Because it's always in the anticipation. In a Monty Python kind of way. There's one thing about the Spanish Inquisition. Trepidation and fear. There are two things about... If, yes, yes, I know. Down the belly. Very, very slowly. Very gently. Because you know as well as I do where this is going. And then, surprises. Across the hip, onto the thigh of your open legs, down to the inside of your thigh. Does kisses rain? Feeling you twitch. Feeling you respond. Feeling you twitch. Oh, God, yes. The connection between two naked human beings. Feeling you respond. Feeling you vulnerable. Feeling you with open legs. And my greedy little fucking mouth. Wanting to take advantage. Knowing I have license to take advantage. And so my mouth begins its journey upwards. Yes, soft, wet kisses, roving in circles up that thigh. Almost reaching its destination, and then diverting again over your hip and across your belly. Mischievous little fucker. Yes, that is what I am. Because symmetry. You don't want your other thigh to be lonely, do you? So harder, roving kisses. Because I can hear your breathing change. As you start to respond, I can feel the warmth seeping from you. I can hear how every kiss changes the way you're thinking. And all I do is kiss in circles down the other thigh, reach the knee, as if I'm a swimmer kicking back from the wall, and I come up again, traveling, traveling, traveling. No, not yet. Not yet. My mouth lingers. So close. I can smell you. I could almost taste you. But I don't. Because I'm an evil, mean fucker. And I want you to revel in the anticipation. You can hear the giddiness in my voice. I want to tease you. But I can feel you wriggling. Hands tied above your head, because I needed to stop you from grabbing my head. Grabbing my hair and deciding that you were in control. No, 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 no. No, no, little one. You're not in control. I am in control. I have you spread-eagled on the bed. I have you tied to the bed to stop you wriggling. I have your legs open because I want to taste you and torment you. And I want to know what it feels like when you come. And you will come. Believe me. My teeth playfully bite you just at the top of your thigh, next to your beautiful cunt. And you imagine such things. And then I start planting kisses over that swelling mound, that beautiful swelling mound. I swear it's gotten bigger, filled with desire that just needs to be released, let loose, opened up. And all I do is plant soft kisses all around it, never quite touching where you want to be touched, because this is the beginning of the dance. And then I stretch you wider, and my tongue licks the cleft beside your lip and your thigh. And I hear you moan and wriggle again and call me such rude things. My, my. I never thought you were capable of such things. Because I'm just a tease. And I run my tongue up that cleft between your lip, the lip of your cunt, and where that tendon fucking joins, tensed. And I go over the top of your swelling mound that is now so fucking warm. And then down the other side. Because symmetry. But then the fun begins. My hands that were underneath you to keep you in place, because I know you're wriggling. You want to wriggle. I begin to feel your hips move. God damn it, you smell so good. I can smell you. I can smell your musk, your scent. I can smell the perfume that you dab there in the morning. It's still there. In the middle of the night. I can still smell it. Just. As my hands retreat from holding you in place under your hips. And now I hold you open. My thumbs pulling your lips apart. And now the tip of my tongue teases. I run it up from the bottom, where the wetness is leaking out of you. I get a taste of you. I see the pinkness. I see the tightness. I see you. And you just sigh and moan because you can feel the sensation of my tongue running up that slit, touching those inner lips, those delicate inner lips that guard you. And all I do is go up and down, up and down, teasing and teasing and teasing and teasing. Just remember, it's part of the dance. I need to know how you react. I need to know your rhythm. I need to build your rhythm. And your hips begin to move. And the sighs become moans. Because I've not even gotten to the main party. I've not even gotten to the little thing that is gonna make you explode. Yet. But we can rectify that situation. You're a hungry little slut, and you yearn to be made to come. And my tongue travels up. And my hands shift and press across your hips. My thumbs travel down and press against your flesh and lift. Across your swelling, swollen mound that is now warm through the little bits of hair that live there. And my thumbs press and open you up. And your glistening hood delivers that little sleepy pebble that is now very pink and very larger than it usually is. And all I can do is growl, because now I have found my prey. And my tongue flicks it. And I feel your hips bounce. And I flick it again. And I feel you twitch. And I hear you moan. And I hear you sigh, because here you are, naked, with a man in between your legs, showing you just what is possible. And then I bury my face between your legs, open my mouth, and devour your clitoris. Gently at first. Oh, so very gently. Starting slow, flicking and tasting and just feeling the rhythm that you have started. And I tease every time you thrust your hips, I catch you and then make you go faster. And I hear you moan and moan as my tongue flicks across and flicks under and flicks around. And now I feel you getting urgent. Yes, your journey to the edge is beginning. Actually, it began quite a while ago, but now it's my job to make sure you fall over the edge. My thumbs dig deeper into your flesh, because your clitoris has grown and swollen. Not that clitoris, the rest of your clitoris. And I know you're ready. My thumbs dig into your flesh and expose more of you, because it's so big and pink and it tastes so good. And every time I flick it, you shiver. And every time I suck it, you shudder. And now, when I use my teeth to keep you in place, and my hands to stop you from wriggling, yes, you are utterly vulnerable. And I flick, and I suck, 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 and I flick, and I suck. You're so exposed. You're so exposed at my control. And I love you for it, because you've placed yourself in my hands. And you shiver and shudder. And then I begin to feel that familiar bucking of your hips, because you're losing control, because you're traveling to the edge. And I just keep doing what I'm doing. My teeth around your swollen clitoris. Flicking and sucking and biting and sucking and flicking and flicking and flicking and flicking. And to dispel a myth, don't fucking do the alphabet game. Just watch and feel the rhythm of the dance. That's all you have to do. Feel how she reacts. And then do it quicker next time. Coax her. Stand on the edge of the cliff with a crooked finger and an evil grin. And just say, come here. You know you want to. I can do this. I shall push you over the edge. There it is. Yes. Bucking and spasming and feeling the clenches in the belly. And the moans and the screams and the cries of joy. That's how you do it. And all you have to do is say yes. dial it down, stop stimulating, take your mouth away, watch that pussy clench. Watch it. Take pride in what you've done. Let her calm down. And then start all over again. Yes. Start all over again. God damn it. Fucking irresistible. They're gonna kick me out of men's clubs.